Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Got a good one for you today. I kid you not, because this is coming purely from self-experience. Purely. And it just happened to me. You know, I was going through something that I've been going through for a long, long time. And I was just weary of it all, and I've been talking to God about it, and I mean for years, and I've been saying, okay, enough is enough. You know, God, I'm really tired, and so, but you know what? After it was over, you know, I kind of laid in it for a little while. You know how you've been going through something for so long, and then even if it's over or appears to be over, You still kind of lay in it a little bit. And you know, you have a wow, man, I can't believe I've been dealing with this long. Even though it's over. Or you through with it for that particular day. Or whatever it is. You through with it. It's over with for that day or that period of time, you know. But it's over for whatever. But I found myself going, you know, man, I can't believe it's lasted this long. And I was just talking to myself. And I had to catch myself yesterday. And maybe you've been doing the same thing to yourself, but man, I had to take an inventory yesterday. I really did. And it really tripped me out. And I said, I'm going to share that with everybody today. You know, have you ever counted how many times you made it? This is really good for me. I don't know how you do it, but this was so good for you. For me, have you ever counted, Steve Harvey, how many times you made it? And so that's what I started doing yesterday. And that's what I did this morning when I woke up and was getting ready. I was actually taking an inventory, a count of how many times I made it. How many times, man, I didn't have the rent and somehow I came up with it. How many times I didn't have my house payment and somehow I came up with it. How many times I was out of money, did not have enough, didn't see no way, but somehow I came up with it. How many times I got sick, thought, well, man, this one right here, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but somehow I got my health back. How many situations I have found myself in that was, I thought at the time, detrimental and diabolical, and man, so sinister at times. But look at me. Somehow I made it. I look at all the accidents I've been in, but he kept me. I made it. I think about even the simplest times of like stepping off a curb and almost got hit, but I made it. I was just tripping the other day. I was thinking about the times that I've been hit by a car, and it could have been worse, but it wasn't, and I made it through that too. I was thinking about, man, when they count you out. Do you know how many times I've been counted out? He's done. He ain't gonna be nothing. He ain't nobody. See what I told y'all, look at over there. They cancel this. He off of that. He out of here. He ain't gonna make it. He done got fired. Man, you know how many times I've been counted out? You know how many times they done wrote me off? How many times have you been written off, man? But here you still stand. You ever tripped on it? Take an inventory, y'all, of how many times. Count the times you've made it. Sit down. Get a pen. Do like I did. I just started jotting stuff down. What about the times, man, when nobody was there to encourage you, but you still here, though? You ever tripped on that? Ain't nobody called you and told you good day. Nobody called you and told you recently thank you. No one's called you and told you how much you meant to them, how much you've done for them. A man, you can make it. Never give up. Keep your head up, man. Keep grinding. But you still here. Even when nobody. Have you counted the times, man, that you made it anyway? Have you counted the times that you felt like quitting? How about that one? You felt like giving up. You kept going. How about the time? This is a good one right here. How about the times, man, when everybody was standing around saying, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Steve, man, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. Ain't no way. And then somehow there is a way. You know why? Because he make a way. You understand? You know how many? You know how many times I've heard this one right here? Steve, listen to me, man. Nobody ever before has done that. You can't do that. How many times you done heard? No, you know anybody done that? You can't do that. No one has ever done that. I made it anyway. You know, they don't normally, or we don't normally allow this, but in this case, for you, we gonna make an exception. How many times have you heard that? Uh-oh, I think I'm on to something. How many times have you heard in your lifetime, we don't normally, or they don't normally allow this, but we gonna make this exception in your case? How many times you done heard that? Have you ever counted the times that you made it? You know, everybody out except me. How can that be? You know, you the only one that got through this. Congratulations. Wow, man, I don't hardly see this too many times, but do you realize that normally this is what happened to people? But man, y'all don't know how your name came up, but here you are. Wow. It never happens like that. You ever counted those times? I was doing it yesterday. I was doing it this morning. I was just taking an inventory, everybody, of how many times I've made it. So what I learned yesterday was, when God gets you through something, when he pulls you out on the other side, no matter how difficult or how long it took, when he gets you out on the other side, why don't you get up, dust yourself off, and start trotting? What you laying there for, man? Wallowing in it, going over it, recycling it in your mind. So many people can't move forward because we keep recycling stuff in our mind when clearly it's time to move on. It's time to let go. It's time to go and see what God has for you. Stop looking at what you lost. What you lost was probably not yours to have in the first, in the first place. Do you know the things I've lost? Now, I'm not talking about losing a loved one, a mother, a father, nothing like that. I'm talking about innate objects or situations. Do you know the things I've lost, man? I look back on it. I wasn't supposed to have them in the first place. Oh, they was doing me no good. It wasn't mine to lose, but I claimed I lost it. Come on, man. Take an inventory, everybody. Start looking at the things, man, that God has brought you through. Start looking at how many times he allowed you to make it. And get glad about waking up in the morning, man. Get glad about your life. Start feeling something positive about your situation. You cannot expect God to continue to bless you if you're not grateful for the things that you have. Come on, man. Have you ever counted how many times you made it? I started yesterday, ended up this morning. When I go on break, I got some more stuff to throw on the list. I can't count how many times God done got me through something. But when he gets you through it, man, get up and get on about your business. Don't lay there in it. It's over. It's done. You made it. You survived it. Let's go. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, may I have your attention, please? Please welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yay, yay.
Today's show is dedicated to all of the loving, hardworking men and women, boys and girls, work outdoors.
And
if you work outdoors, outside.
Even the ones at the airport that bring that plane in, don't nobody shout them out.
Roofers,
like gardeners. Hanging on the back of a garbage truck. God bless you. Roofers, people that put up satellite dishes.
Yes, sir.
Climbing telephone pole, farmers.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Lifeguards. Yeah.
If you work outside, ladies and gentlemen, this show is dedicated to you.
What's
up, Shirley?
Hey, Steve, I've never had an outside job. Outside.
We heard.
Shirley, you're so bougie.
I am not. I'm just telling you the truth.
Who the hell ain't never worked outside?
I never worked outside.
How?
I don't know.
Like, what would I, like, mowing lawns and stuff?
Yes.
That's for boys.
Get out of here.
Do you know one girl that mows
a
lawn?
Building tennis courts. Swabbing tar down on the bridge on 71.
Construction workers. They got women that
jack
do that.
Jackhammers.
Nowadays.
Jumping jacks.
Very few, though.
Laying down concrete.
Oh,
putting farms up. Been outside farming, plow.
Okay, I'm the only one that's never had an outside job.
Junior had an outside job.
I had 10 of them.
What did you do, Carla? She said she had an outside job.
Carla, what'd you do?
Work for the Census Bureau.
Dough to dough.
Monica worked outside. Mississippi, they ain't even don't even have any dough. They just now started building buildings in the 60s. They first buildings went up in the 60s.
No, she didn't say that.
You was born in the 70s. Well, your first building was 10 years old. No good in hell. Oh, well, all her jobs was outside.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say anymore.
Championships. Everything. Monica been in all that, man.
Shirley, you mad because you bad and bougie?
No, because
I never had a job outside.
I haven't, but just because
you
did.
You worked as a park?
Yeah.
No. In the park?
You ain't never washed cars?
No.
You never washed a car?
Man, I worked at the car wash outside.
I know I'm not the only one.
You ain't got no windows or nothing like that?
You never washed windows?
As a job that you get paid for? No.
Full insurance, anything?
No.
Has your ass ever had to sweep the front porch?
Yes.
Damn.
But that's, that's at home. That's not
that's not outside.
A job.
She's talking about a job.
Have you ever had a black moment? Just give me that money.
No. She just bougie. Now she's sitting up in there with this blonde hair, real hair coming
trying
out.
To leave.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. We just been sitting up in here working with this little rich ass white girl
the whole time.
Anyway, all right, coming up, Junior's Truth Be Told.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for something funny. Let's go with Junior's Truth Be Told, and then I'm going to give you guys a list of words. Steve, you're in on this as well, that start with the letter B, okay, that you guys are constantly messing up.
That we mess up on?
Yeah, always.
All right, well, before I get the truth be told real fast, let me just remind everybody, September 16th is the Sickle Cell 5K Walk for Cures Hope and Run. I am doing that. I want you all to come out to Oyster Creek Park in Houston, Texas. This is benefiting the Mark Thomas Foundation for everyone that's in the Austin area, Dallas. You come on down on September 16th. This is a run. This is my first annual run, and I'm really excited about it. So please come on out September 16th, Oyster Creek Park in Sugar Land, Texas. In Houston. Right outside.
Congratulations.
Right down the street.
That's awesome. You give
it
back.
Right around the corner.
You give him back. I love it, man.
I love it.
Well, I'm committed to it. It's first year, you know. So it's really, ooh, it's going to cost too.
I'll be there, Junior.
I'm going to need you, girl. I'm going to need you. All right. You know, people think that if you don't speak with them, then there has to be a problem.
Yeah.
You know, they think that. They really do believe.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You know, so I get a text message from a family member that read, when family and friends go through life not speaking, there will come a day to regret it. It's called the funeral. Well, I want to respond to that family member real simple. Truth be told, if I go first, which I'm trying to hope to do, you know, if I go first, then I won't have a reason to regret it. Yeah. Like, I mean, really, the fact that you sent it over there and you still haven't got a response, what that mean? I'm not mad. I just don't speak to you. Like, I don't have time.
Right.
Like this is for people to understand. If you text somebody and you look at your text log and all other text messages are from you, they ain't responding. They gave you a message back. Well, if the last message you got from me was Merry Christmas, then what that tell you? I mean, we just don't talk.
That's right.
That's not my fault. If you keep telling people to tell me that you said, call you, guess what? I ain't called. Just want you to understand that I'm not mad at you. I just don't have to talk to you.
That's right.
So you can be mad if you want to. Yeah, okay, it is called a funeral, but then knowing you, and while I'm not talking to you, I won't even be mad when I show up to the funeral. I promise you I can get up there with confidence and lie like everybody else. Here lies a great individual. Someone who lived beyond their means. A life changer. I can get up there and lie with the best of them.
Right,
that's
right.
All I got to say about that.
All right, thank you, Drew.
How many texts you got to get before you figure out I'm not talking?
I'm not talking to you.
How many of you? Yeah, if you send a bunch of them, I'm not talking.
I just ain't talking.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to cut people out.
You know, I have a saying, everybody should not be in your life.
That's right.
Okay. Hello.
Okay. How you doing?
All right, these are words.
Yes. Yes.
That you guys constantly mess up.
Is this the bougie corner? Yeah. What is
it? Whatever. Yeah. No, it's just no.
Say it, Sherry.
All right, I believe so.
No, you're saying it wrong. Say it, Steve.
Believe so.
Believe so.
There it is.
There it is.
Believe so. Because I believe so. It's taking way too much
You're keeping
time.
It correct.
Believe so.
No, believe that. So.
How
believe
is that so hard?
Believe so. Or bleed that.
Bleed that.
Bleed that. I like that.
Bleed that.
Bleed that.
Bleed that. Yeah.
I'm about to go.
Oh, that's so wrong. It's about to go. About to go.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, I've been here long enough. Now I'm about to go.
Hey, Unc, what you finna do, Unc? Unc, what you finna do?
About to go.
About to go.
About to go. You about to
it's
go.
I'm about to go, guys.
No,
okay.
No.
All right. And about this word, about.
No.
It's
no.
about,
no,
it's by
not.
The way.
The A is not about.
The A is not
about.
You don't
about
need that A. About.
Wow.
Just about.
Really, guys?
It's about to go down.
About to tear that ass up.
About to go upside your head. About.
All right. How about this one? Bring one back for me, as in, can you bring one back for me?
No, so wrong, so wrong.
What,
say it, Steve. What is Steve? Say it.
What'd you say, Shirley?
Bring one back for me, as in, can you bring one back for me?
Bring me back. Bring me back.
Yeah.
Huh?
When you go to the store, get yourself a soda and bring me back one, too.
Yeah.
Well,
bring me back.
That.
Yeah, bring me back.
Bring nothing with you.
Bring nothing with you.
You know that sounds crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, can you back that up for me, please?
No, Shirley, no.
That is the proper way to say it, guys.
It's wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. It's backed up.
Huh?
What?
You're out too far. What you need to do is backed up.
Backed up.
Backed up right here.
Back it up.
Shirley, it's some that's even more like you don't. Let me go off the record here.
Okay, go.
And teach you how to talk.
You teach me how gotta talk.
And I'm going to still use B words. Now, I want you to say,
okay,
Faye, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Bloated. It. Get up there and blowed it.
Not blew it.
No, you blowed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Missed that whole opportunity. Yeah, that
you had a good shot. You had your chance. Oh, but you know what? You blowed it.
Whoa. Ah, that's good. Okay, this, you guys get this mixed up all the time. Mm. Messed up. Panties.
Bloomers. Bro.
They know exactly what to mean.
Yeah, you know what that is. Yeah.
Panties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Draw.
Yeah.
Really?
What would make you, I got one for you. What would make you leave a club real early? So you're in the club, you're having a good time, and all of a sudden you got to get up out of there.
Oh, let's go. They're about to fight.
No, about to fight. About to fight. I got to get up in here because I feel like they're about to fight.
Or fist to fight.
Or fist to fight.
Fist to fight.
Fist to fight.
It could be fister, finna.
Fixin' to.
They finna fight.
Okay, say this, Steve. You will not.
Bet you ain't.
That makes perfect sense.
Makes sense right there. Bet you ain't.
Everybody understand
bet
that.
Everybody
knows I've been on the show for 17 years with you in particular.
Yeah, and if you want to say B words, I got to fake it. B is asking me again. Say the same thing. You what? You will not?
You will not.
Bet you ain't.
Bet now, tell her we're about to go to break.
We're about to go to break.
Okay, we will be right back. We are about to go to break.
We bots to.
Bots to go.
Last one, Shirley. Ask.
Okay, gorgeous.
Gorgeous. You're beautiful.
We'll be back. Jeez.
Beautiful.
I know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national headlines, of course. But right now, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. Run it back, Neff.
All right. This is for all you cheerleading ladies out there. Bottom of the pyramid. Bottom of the pyramid.
I'm not going to say nothing this time.
Baby, don't need to be up at the top. Your baby can't even
be 180 at the top.
Not at all.
No, your baby way down. Your baby needs to be on that. She a base.
They're about to drop your baby.
Yeah, well, your baby going to get dropped because ain't nobody strong enough. Can't have these little flies down here waiting on this 150-pound 12-year-old.
Waiting on.
You can't beat a 9-year-old and you 150. Oh, your ass the base.
I know that.
You know, we already had trouble finding you a skirt.
Oh, let's go to the prank. Let's go to the prank.
Oh, my gosh.
Here you go.
Hello?
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 Yeah, can you hear me? I'm trying to reach Angela. Angela,
hang on just a second. Let me turn it down. Okay, hi. Who are you trying to reach?
I'm trying to reach Angela. Is this Angela?
Oh, yeah, this is she.
Hi, Angela. This is Chip. Chip, I'm the new camp director for the cheerleading camp for the summer.
Oh, hi, Chip. What can I do for you?
Just wanted to give you a courtesy call. Your daughter, you got her signed up for 4 weeks with the camp, right?
Yep, for June. Okay. Yep.
This is you guys' third year being a part of the camp?
Yep, and she's really excited. She loves coming to the camp, and we think it's a great thing for her to be involved in. What's up?
Okay, you guys just finished the whole cheerleading season, too. Am I right? The competition season?
Yes, just coming off of that.
Right. Okay. Well, we're getting ready for the summer, and everybody's excited about coming out and being a part of what's going on. So here's what I wanted to give you a little bit. Like I said, I'm the new camp director. I was just starting this job. I got a few notes that were given to me about. So I wanted to give you a call and see if I could talk to you about it.
A few notes given to you about.
Yeah, just a couple of notes. I don't think it's anything that we can't make sure is okay.
What kind of notes?
Well, it's been brought to my attention that some of the parents whose daughters are out there as well, they're going to be there this summer, are a little concerned about her being on top of the pyramid, that she's is a little heavy. Should she?
Wait. Hold. You calling me about some other parents and said about how big my child is or how much my child weighs? Is that what you're calling me about?
What I wanted to let you know is we're going to put as a base
No, you ain't finna put no base. I done already paid my money. And what you say your name is? Chip? And how long have you been the director? Because I was just up there 2 weeks ago, and they told me that she was going to be in the same position that she was last year, because that is what worked. That's the formation that worked. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
Supposedly, some of the girls are complaining that she's too heavy to hold up. So that seems to be the problem in there. They're not getting a strong enough pyramid. And I'm going to
now, wait a minute. I know well she ain't the biggest one out there. Have you been out there? My child is not the biggest child out there. When did you start? Because obviously you have not seen these cheerleaders. It is some baby sumos out there.
Okay, hang on a second. Angela, I want you to calm down a bit.
No, ain't nobody going to calm down, because I done already paid my money, and this that I be talking about. What parents? What parents done said something? Is it Carrie?
Ma'am, I'm not going to state who it is, but let's just say it was several.
Who are these parents that's got something to say about my child and her position on the cheerleading squad? Because if you ain't finna fuck up no name, then I don't understand what you calling me about. I tell you one thing, when she get out there, I done paid my money, she better not be on no base. She better be in the air. I guarantee you that right now. I done been hanging with these
all season.
Ain't nobody said nothing to me about her weight and all this.
Okay, Angela, can you hear me? I just wanted you to hear me clearly. I haven't seen these young ladies yet. Once I see them, I will critique what I think.
You don't even need to be calling me, because you ain't even seen nothing. So you calling me with some he said she from some other parents that's been skinning and grinning in my face, and they now one of these said nothing to me. They done been in my house. We done had parties over here with this competition every weekend, every other day, and they couldn't say nothing to me about my baby? I tell you what, why don't you call your girls on the three-way, Mr. Chip? If you can't call them on the three-way, never mind, I got them numbers. I call them on the three-way.
Okay. Look, ma'am, all I wanted to do is make you aware of the possibility that she may be a back.
Well, thank you. You have made me aware, and I guarantee you that if I bring my big yellow up there and come to the practice, I guarantee you she won't be no base. How much you want to bet on that, Mr. Chip?
Look, you're going to quit hollering at me. And I told you I would try to take a look at these girls, but I tell you what, your daughter's going to be a base or she's going to be a back support, whichever I decide she's going to do.
Who in the do you think you hollering at, Mr. Chip?
That's not how this is going to go down.
As a matter of fact, Ms. Chip, are you at the registration table today?
I'm here now while people are registering. Yes, I am.
Let me turn this around. I tell you what, I'm on my way up there. Why don't you and them parents that's been complaining, why don't all y'all come to the table, and we're going to have come to Jesus meeting about where going to be for the coming up season? Because I'm not going to tolerate this. I done told you, I done paid my money, and this high is going down.
Has gained weight.
What is it to you whether gained weight or not? What does that have to do with her cheerleading?
Do you agree that probably bigger than most of the girls on the team?
It's not bigger than most of the girls on the team. Monique's daughter is bigger than, and she wasn't no base last year. They hyped up. Up, so let's go get up too. We all just gonna be big and plump up in the air. I done turned around and I'm headed to your little tracing table,
okay,
so you better be ready.
Before you get here, there's something else I need to tell you.
You ain't gotta tell me a thing. All you gotta do is have you and the parents around that table when I get there, because I'm on my way up there right now. Then y'all can say all y'all gotta say in my face.
Okay, well, I wanna, before you get here, I just wanna let you know. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey.
Who this is on this phone? Wait. Hold on. What did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh. I'll be God. Oh, Lord. Who put you
Rochelle. There's another parent named Rochelle. She told me y'all are good friends out there.
So she want to prank call, huh? All right, we're going to see. The season starts. I'm going to hide her daughter uniform. She ain't going to be able to perform. If that will be looking for hers. How about that? Since y'all want to prank call me?
Oh, man. Hey, let me ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, the baddest radio show in the land?
None other than the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There it is, people.
Good job.
There it is.
Wow.
There it is.
Thank you, T.
I guess that's you told to her.
And that was nice. You can believe that.
Believe that. Stop it.
Because your baby ain't about to be on top.
No.
Steve, don't say nothing. I got practice tonight. I got to go. You know they listen to you.
No,
did y'all cheer in school? You and Shirley?
I didn't.
Shirley.
Is that outside?
All caller. All that jumping up and down being knocked themselves out.
Is she outside?
No,
this
no.
came after.
Oh. How they going to chill with all that they got them racks?
Really?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's just chill. They can't even see the game.
That has nothing to do
be
with it.
Be cheering for the wrong team?
Yeah. They can't even trot back to their place without help. This way, Shirley, Carla, come on.
All of you all on the show.
Right. How y'all
now?
Going over there?
But Shirley, this way.
I know.
Come on, Shirley, give me one. Two, four, six.
Hate you.
They colors
I
different.
Hate them both. Be quiet,
Shirley
Junior.
And Carla was in the car. Shirley and Carla was in the car accident together, and that's how we came up with airbag.
We gotta go! Oh my God!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Miss Anna's on deck with today's headlines. According to Men's Health Magazine, guys, scientists have yet to develop a magic pill that helps you lose weight without dieting, but some engineers claim they've created a gadget that does do the job. The inventors of this gadget called Modius claim their invention helps you lose weight by decreasing your appetite and increasing your metabolism. One of the creators claims he reduced his own body fat by 44% in just a year. What? That's great, but of course, there is a catch, guys. There is a catch. This Modius thing straps to your head and delivers electric shocks to your brain.
Hell yeah.
Electric shocks.
Yeah.
You knew it was going to be a catch, but this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your brain.
You losing weight, but you can't work.
You look like.
Yeah, your ass can't function.
What? It's targeted, of course. This thing sends low-level electrical impulses to the part of the brain that controls body temperature, thirst, and hunger.
Now you gotta
this is
dry
crazy.
Mouth.
You can't
now your
shower.
Mouth is dry.
Who wants to be skinny this bad? Okay, who cares about your brain getting fried a little bit if you can have six-pack abs? Anybody?
You're
anybody?
Now you just sitting up at the house. You a big, sexy-ass yeah. vegetable.
Right. You fine.
Yeah, he fine as hell.
You
fine
yeah, but he don't
him.
Know his name, yeah, though.
Yeah, man,
they got to wipe your mouth every 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
but you
thank
fine,
you.
Though. But you fine.
Yeah, yeah, but you look good.
You got a six-pack.
That's ignorant.
What, you sitting there with a bib on?
Yeah. Who is the fine dude with the diaper on? Who is that?
Pick his bib up. Look at his stomach.
Come
that
on
right
with this
there.
Fine.
Yeah,
sitting
up there with your
with the
diaper. You just
with
dribbling.
A diaper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got
yeah,
a bib and a diaper on. You can't
but
hold
you
nothing.
Cut, though.
You cut.
So you got a bib on, abs, you cut, and thirsty.
How long is that treatment, Shirley? How long
one of the guys that created it claims he reduced his own body fat by 44% in just a year.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you done shocked yourself for a year?
Yeah. And you eating ribs through a straw.
Yeah. Juiced ribs.
This is crazy.
Nah,
I mean, we all
that.
Want this, but, you know.
No, you don't put that.
There's just no easy way. There's no easy
gotta,
way to do it.
You gotta do it the hard way. You gotta go to the gym.
And you gotta eat
put
right.
Put the work in.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it, man. I've been eating right.
This is your third week or second week?
We're entering my third week
today.
Wow.
Okay.
You
feel better? You feel better?
Well, I've lost 6 pounds. So
far. Wow.
So that's 3 pounds.
That's good.
I've lost 3 pounds
again
this week.
All right.
But it's slow. You know, it's a little slow for me. I want to really get there. But if I just stay at it and stay consistent.
Yeah.
And I haven't even began to really get it yet. Mm-hmm. My body will, in about another week, start really.
So are you lifting or are you just doing cardio
oh,
and
no,
eating
it's
right?
Both.
You're doing both. Okay.
No, that's the quickest way to really do it the right way. Resistance training is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having sex. That's trying to work out.
He
shut the room down. Did you hear the silence?
No. I'm just waiting for this dunk, okay, and come in. That's what I was saying.
I know somebody.
It's a great workout, guys. I'm just saying. Two a day.
Because you got to get it. Because, you know, I know it's a great workout for you because you short.
That ain't got nothing to do.
Man, you know how many times you got to jump?
2-a-days, though. We got to go.
I'm glad.
You better be.
Go to Miss Ann.
Whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is by herself, Miss Ann True.
Good morning, everybody out there. And there's a lot of news to talk about, so let's get it on. Republicans as well as Democrats criticized Donald Trump's initial response to the racist violence in Charlottesville because the president said it was caused by, quote, many sides. The negative reaction was swift. In fact, besides politicians, the CEO of the pharmaceutical company Merck withdrew from President Trump's American Manufacturing Council to protest Trump's not calling out the hate groups right away by name. So yesterday afternoon, the president got much more specific.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
By the way, the U.S. Justice Department says there's a new federal statute prohibiting domestic terrorism, although the U.S. attorney, Jeff Sessions, says it may not apply in this case. Meanwhile, James Fields, that's the 20-year-old Ohio man accused of using his car to ram into a group of people who were protesting the white supremacist rally and who killed one woman and injured 19 others. This guy Fields charged with murder as well as other charges. He says he couldn't afford an attorney, so one was assigned to him. Fields appeared by video from jail. Another hearing has been set for August 25th. Until then, James Fields remains in jail. There's a report that this guy, several years ago, was accused of beating his wheelchair brown mother and of threatening his mother with a knife. By the way, officials at Texas A&M University have abruptly canceled a white racist rally that was scheduled to take place there next month. This amid bipartisan pressure from state lawmakers who said that hatred should be rejected in all forms despite the First Amendment. A former A&M student named Preston Wigington was planning what he was going to call a White Lives Matter rally. And some other White Lives rallies planned for some other campuses around the country. Authorities say they've arrested a man who wanted to bomb a building in Oklahoma City. Authorities say Jerry Drake Barnell was plotting with undercover FBI agents, who he didn't know were agents, and wanted to replicate the Oklahoma City bombing 22 years ago that killed so many people. And a multiracial group of fans held a demonstration last weekend outside M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore in favor of the Ravens hiring Colin Kaepernick. There are going to be some other rallies. In fact, there's going to be something tomorrow at 5 p.m. in New York City outside NFL headquarters for that. Finally, today is National Cupcake Day, Lemon Meringue Pie Day, and National Cowboys and Cowgirls Day. This has been Antrim. We'll be back with Eugene the Butterfly 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
If you want to stop your hair from thinning and reverse and regrow those thin edges, you need the Vitalize Hair Regrowth System. I've been using the system and can tell you firsthand, Vitalize will work for you. The ingredients in Vitalize are clinically proven to provide thicker, fuller hair. So go to thinedges.com right now or call 800-875-77. With a money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose but those thin edges, family. Thinedges.com or call 800-875-77. 800-875-77.
Ladies and gentlemen, J. Anthony Brown.
Y'all need to put your hands together for the one and only Eugene.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Watch it just go downhill from here.
No, it's going well. J. Anthony Brown, thank you so much. Good morning to the entire crew. Steve Harvey, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Tommy, and Junior. Good morning to everyone on the
Butterfly
on the show. Good morning.
He makes you so happy.
Morning, Butterfly. Flap on, flatter.
No, you make him happy,
I know,
Jay.
That's what I'm here.
Well, J. Anthony gives me the boost that I need. You know what I'm saying? It puts me where I need. It's in a good place. Anyway, listen, today is National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. All right, so it's Pie Day, and I know you guys have been talking about eating healthy and all that, but every once in a while you have to cheat. So one day this week you have to cheat. So if you had to cheat, which type of pie would you cheat with if you had to cheat?
Hey man, why don't you do your segment? Why you drag us in? Stop doing these surveys. Don't nobody want to help you.
You don't want to ask the pie
write
question?
Write your segment. Don't nobody, why are we doing this with you? First of all, it ain't National Lemon Pie Meringue Day. And why do we want to, why you want us to help you with your segment?
I'm not asking you for anything.
Oh, you ask me every time. Okay, well, let's go.
I ain't asking you.
Let's go. Let's go.
You're just the first person firing out something.
Let's go. Well, I'm right, though. I'm
no,
right.
You
everybody
ain't right about
just that. Laughing at you because your segment sucks.
Sweet potato pie, butterfly.
Thank you so much. See that? That was not that hard. Thank you.
How entertaining is this?
It's very nice.
And then
it was
key lime
very
pie.
Nice.
Oh,
and
my
she,
God.
She did not have a problem with it.
Junior, what's yours?
Unfaithful pie.
Unfaithful? What is that?
Huh?
What kind of pie is this?
Segment ain't going right.
What's an unfaithful pie?
Jay's a diabetic. He's not even in this.
Come on, Jay, your
chicken
turn.
Pot pie. Yeah.
That's all you can eat, right? That's the only
Somebody
kind of pie.
Me.
Come on, what kind
what,
of pie?
What, Steve?
A moon pie. Your segment ain't worth a damn. Oh.
Why do you do that to him, Steve?
Fred, what's your favorite
Y'all just
pie?
Being mean.
Sweet potato
Y'all
and key lime.
Okay, cool. Junior.
Unfaithful pie.
Jay.
Sweet potato. What was mine? I forgot.
What?
Chicken pot
pie.
Pie.
Chicken pot pie. Pie.
A magpie.
What?
What is a magpie?
I like pecan pie.
It's a bird.
Sweet potato.
What's yours, Butterfly?
Yeah, what
I got
yours?
Another one.
What's yours? Like, what'd you cheat with?
A crack pipe.
Steve Harvey.
That's not a pie.
I thought he said pipe.
We gotta go.
Oh, my God.
That's Steve. Your segment. It's over.
Y'all are so mean.
Oh, no.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for Comedy Roulette. Jay.
Here we go. What it is you guys test our comedy ability each week. So we take five subjects, put them on the wheel.
All right.
Put them on the wheel. Put them on the wheel.
All right, here we go. Here are the topics
put on
for
the
today.
Wheel,
Number one, people I hate on my job.
Ooh, that would be good.
Everybody.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's
Everybody.
Do that now.
Number two, your mama keeps hitting on me.
All
right. That's up there.
I like that.
That's up there.
Your mama hitting.
Okay. Number three, I thought they were dead already.
That's a good
man. I thought they were dead.
Four, yeah.
What?
Four, oh, Jay. Four, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Very funny. Very funny. Right
No, we can't do that. Yeah. Number five, here we go. People with a nasty house.
All right.
Ooh, okay. Well, those are your five
Spin
topics.
The wheel. Spin,
Spin the wheel, Cat.
Mm-hmm. I'll stop it.
Come on, people on your job. Let's get that.
Yeah.
What you want, Junior?
I hate everybody.
I want
your mama
with,
keep.
I need that.
Your mama what?
What stop on?
Okay, people with a nasty house.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Let me start this off. Let me start this off. First of all, if they got a nasty house, you don't have to get in the house to see how nasty it is. It starts on the porch.
Yeah.
They got a nasty yard.
Yeah.
They got a nasty.
You ain't got to go in.
You ain't got to go all the way in the house to see the nastiness, right, Junior?
Yeah, that's right, man. Let me tell you what I don't like about it. You know somebody got a nasty house when you get there and they invite you in. They so glad for you to be there. Come on in. You finna get the shock of your life.
Yeah.
What you got?
If you go up to somebody's house and it's a washing machine on the back porch, you get your ass ready, boy.
You get ready.
You get ready. That's just the beginning.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, nephew.
Nephew, what you got?
You know a house nasty.
Uh-huh.
When they cook it outside on an open trash can and won't go inside.
Oh.
We just gonna
you know,
cook out here on this barrel.
If they use the phrase right here, now I haven't cleaned up in a while, that lets you know right there
right
before
away,
you go in there, nasty. It's real damn nasty.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. The minimum occupancy, if it's seven, that damn house nasty. Everybody in there, the minimum occupancy, and people coming out of nowhere, oh, that house nasty. I'm telling you, that house nasty.
What you got, Steve?
Anybody that...
What?
Anybody that has pets and ain't none of the damn pets house trained.
That's a nasty house.
Oh, yeah, that's
a nasty house, man.
How about this here? You know it's bad when it's big trash day and they start trying to load the house into the truck.
The whole house?
The whole house.
So you,
let's just get this off the block.
You sit down, right? Uh-huh. You sit down and you find something. They go, oh, I've been looking for that.
Oh, no. No, this ain't no somebody house, man. When you're the kid, they make you spend the night. Mm-hmm. When they slap you in the middle of the night with rubbing alcohol because the mosquitoes in here is bad.
Or when you wake up and say, I want to go home.
Mama.
Come get me.
You know,
yes, Steve.
Y'all come on in, but before you come in, uh-huh. You know, they say I hoard. Y'all don't go in there.
Don't go in there.
Yeah.
When you go in that house and there's just a path, just a little path, right? Just enough for you to walk where you have to walk behind them.
Yeah.
That's a nasty house. No. You have to walk directly behind them.
That's real nasty. When y'all start mumbling on the way in. I can't believe they got all that damn stuff in there.
I'm telling you, Junior, yes, I have done it. Yeah.
Or they use the phrase, I've been meaning to wash them dishes.
Oh. Come on, Steve. People with a nasty house.
This is when you're in a world of trouble. Uh-huh. You go over somebody's house, and they are renowned, well known.
Yeah,
word done got out.
Yeah,
full fledged roach owner.
Roach owner.
You ain't lying.
Roach owner.
Oh, he did it again,
like
baby.
A camp.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is comedy roulette.
That's how we do it.
Oh, my God. We'll be back with Nephew Tommy's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. But first, come on, Nephew, for the prank phone call, what you got?
Well, we're going to stick with these nasty houses, Shirley. It's bed bugs.
Oh,
that's right. You know, let's tie all that in together, you know, bed bugs.
We have a theme.
We have a theme going on. It's Nasty Howls Wednesday, Tuesday. Nasty Howls Tuesday. Bed bugs.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to speak to Shanice. She's not here right now. I take a message. Do you know when she's coming back?
Nah, is this a business call or something?
Nah, this personal. I need to talk to her immediately.
Nah, you need to talk to me. This a man. Who is this?
This is Brandon. Who are you?
I'm Ernest, man, but how do you know Shanice?
I got a bit of a situation here, man, and it's basically a financial situation that I'm owed some money from her. So I kind of need to talk to her about getting this money. It's totally disrupted my whole apartment, and I need to actually see about talking to her about getting this whole problem taken care of.
What's the situation? What's going on?
I mean, I'm basically, right now, I'm $2,500 in the rears due to Shanice, and I need to see if she's gonna be able to pay me for the situation or what, you know.
Do my girl owe you money?
She owes me $2,500.
$2,500 for what? I don't even know who you are, first of all. So, what's up with the $2,500?
Man, first of all, my name is Brandon. Okay, and I've been knowing Shanice probably for the last 3 or 4 months now. Okay, so here you want to know it all in a nutshell is like this. Shanice been coming through, okay, for the last 3 or 4 months, been coming over here to my spot, to my apartment, hanging out. I'm just now finding out within the last 2 weeks, I had to get rid of my couch. I had to get rid of my mattresses. Because
your mattress?
Because it's bed bugs.
Your mattress?
It's,
wait a minute. So you trying to tell me she was in your bed?
Yeah, she been in my bed, dude.
She been in your bed. Are you crazy?
Hey, man.
Come on
now,
dude.
Listen,
the problem
is
right
not
now.
Where
you
she's
$2,500.
The problem is
you talking about $2,500. You talking about my girl was in your bed. Now, we not even going to get into that. You understand what I'm saying? But that $2,500, you can forget about it.
No. Hold up.
First of all, you calling here. You calling here. And here a dude answer the phone, and you still got the d- to ask for her and then go tell me about some $2,500 about some mattress?
Dude, I'm out. My mattresses, man, are $1,000. It's full of bed bugs. I had to throw that away.
Man, I'm not worried about no damn mattress, dude. You talking about my girl. We've been together for 4 years. I'm about to pop the question on her, and you want to sit there talking about she been hanging with you or kicking with you for the last 4 months. It's about to be over in a minute.
Dude, if you want to marry Shanice, cool. I don't care nothing about that.
Hey, don't even worry about that now. But you know, my phone talking about some damn mattress, man. That's a problem, dude. I ain't worried about no damn mattress.
I ain't got no mattress right now.
You call it mine?
I do not have a mattress right now, nor do I have a couch. Do you understand the problem that brings to me?
I don't care nothing about your mattress or couch, dude. I don't care nothing about that. Your name, you say your name, Brandon?
I'm Brandon, yes.
Yeah, Brandon, okay, don't worry about it, Brandon, because you're going to find me real soon. Don't let me find you before you find me, though. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
No, you can have
them bed bugs and that mattress or whatever. Answer these for all I care. But what I'm saying is, you're talking about some bed bugs. Ain't no bed bugs over here.
Okay, so what's she getting all the bed bugs from? She done brought them over here to my place.
I came out about it. She ain't bring nothing over there, first of all. But that ain't even a problem right now.
Dude, you calling me over here, man. I ain't had nobody else over here.
Right, don't worry about who you had over there, but you don't call here talking about no money. You ain't getting nothing from here.
Okay, first of all, dude, check this out. I don't have a problem with you, okay? Me and you cool.
No, we got a problem. We already got a problem. You calling me talking about you been sleeping with my brother.
Hey, dog, once I'm going to say it again. Me and you cool, dog. We cool.
Dude, we not cool. First of all, I'm going to handle Shanice myself. I'm going to handle you later.
What you talking about? You going to handle me?
I'm going to handle you later. You want a mattress, right?
Hey, dude.
You want a mattress, right?
Go ahead and marry Shanice. I ain't got nothing to do with that. My problem is getting my money back, man, for the property of mine that she has ruined, man.
Don't worry about that. I'm going to get you a mattress. Don't worry about that. It's going to be a casket wrapped around that
Hey, dude, why are you sitting here creating the drama with me when me and you, we ain't even the problem. The problem is Shanice.
The problem is you picked up your phone and you called here. That's the problem.
Okay.
Now you got two problems.
Dude.
You ain't got no couch. You ain't got no mattress. Now you got a dude after you. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? I can't talk to you. When do Shanice get home, man?
Don't worry about when Shanice get home. Okay. What you need to worry about is when I find you.
Okay, so when you going to have my money then when you find me? Because I need my money.
Yeah, I'm going to have your money. I'm going to have your mattress, too. Please understand. You're going to be resting real well.
Okay, so let me ask you this here, man. Shanice bring bed bugs over to my house. Leave them all in my mattress. Leave them all on my couch where I got to throw my stuff away. Where I'm wrong at, man? Where I'm wrong?
I'm going to ask you straight up. Did you know she had a man?
Say what?
Did you know she had a man?
But, I mean, kind of, sort of, but not really, though.
Ain't no kind of, sort of, man. Either you know she got a man or she don't got a man. You knew she had a man, right? And you still went and did it, right?
Hey, dog, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all, man. I'm dealing with these bed bugs. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, do you understand you messing up a 4-year relationship? You know how much time I put in with this woman? Four years. We about to get married. And you calling here with this
When are y'all supposed to get married?
Don't worry about when we supposed to get married, man. You messed that all up. What I'm trying to explain to you is, dude, you calling here on some bed bug which I know she ain't got nothing to do with, but the fact that you told me that she was over your house, in your bed, that's over. It's over now. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when she get home, I'm going to deal with that. You understand what I'm saying? That's going to get dealt with. I'm walking up out of here. But when I leave here, please believe my next stop is to come find your First of all, how did you get the number to this apartment? That's what I want to know.
Hey, dude, she gave me both numbers, the cell phone number and the house number, and told me, you know, if it's an emergency, call the house.
Okay, and this is an emergency?
Yeah, this is an emergency. I got bad bugs, man.
Learn another emergency number. Learn 911, because when I come knocking on your door, either you come out and you handle it, or you better call the cops. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Hey, man, do you think Tommy will pay for the bad bugs?
Who is Tommy?
I'm just saying, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Man, who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy, dog. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ernest, you just got pranked by your girl, Shanice.
Man. Y'all.
You all right, man?
Boy, it was over. It was over. You understand what I'm telling you? It was over.
Was it nasty enough for you?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm itching right now. Ew.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. Don't.
I want to buy a new mattress.
As long as you're scratching that.
Yeah, stuff like that make you itch.
Yes.
It
really
have y'all ever really been in a bed with bed bugs?
Yes, like I have. A hotel. I had to change room. No. The hotel was very
Yes,
nasty.
I had at a hotel. Me too, Jay.
Cheap ass hotel, yes. Starting out, we're not in the good hotels.
But I'm always thinking about it whenever I go to a hotel now. I always think about that. Yeah,
because that could happen.
But how do you know, though? You can't see them, right?
Oh, you saw this one.
Was that a bad bug?
Right.
It looked like a dog.
That's when you know people got nagged out right there. Back at it.
Well, no, I don't. I haven't had bad bugs. You know. Had a couple mosquito bites at night, you know.
That's a bug.
Better known mosquito bites, right?
Yeah.
No, he was right, Jay. Mosquito bites.
No, he meant to say mosquito bites.
Mosquito.
She always corrects. Jay, you're going to get used
Because
to that.
We have children listening, people listening.
We're trying to learn.
We're not role models, Shirley.
Yes, we are, whether you want to be or not.
Well, no, Shirley's right. We are role models.
Absolutely.
And this the role I play. Now, if you don't want your baby to sound like this, then you need to reteach them after they listen to this here show.
Yeah.
You got to tell them this here ain't the way you're supposed to talk
no,
like that. There.
No.
Like this here, that ain't.
And then you talk to them. But if this is the worst thing your baby doing is talking like me, your baby might make it.
Yeah. Now, that I agree with. There are worse things in life. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't really, you know. I don't really mind, you know.
Mind what?
The way I talk. It doesn't bother me.
You've done the pretty well.
First time you came on radio, that was the speech you gave in Los Angeles. Don't be calling up here talking about the way I talk. We got to go. We'll be back.
It was faxing.
With the strawberry letter.
Get his country ass off the radio.
Yes.
He's still here.
We'll be back.
Won't he do it?
Well, he won't.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's Strawberry Letter is up next, and it's a good one. But first, Steve, now this is according to a recent WeTV survey.
Can I say something here?
Yeah.
You all do a fabulous job with coming up with these interesting bits of information and stories, you and Carla.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say that on the air, in front of air.
Thank you, sir.
Sometimes you don't thank people enough.
Why are you saying that?
You didn't thank us.
Who?
Me and Tommy and Junior.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know. I mean, what y'all want?
To hell with us.
I mean, you're telling jokes.
Well, I mean, it's natural.
You know, ain't like I ain't in here with you.
But y'all don't do no damn research.
No, we don't research.
No, y'all just come to work. Y'all ain't in research and working it out. Them girls do that.
So this is according to a recent WeTV survey. It says 45% of Americans say they had to get rid of this after a romantic split. What is it? The answer? A song they shared with their ex.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, like you had that, like this was your song.
You don't want to hear it no more.
You don't? No. Yeah, you don't want to hear it. No. Like your song with Marjorie is Adore, right? By Prince. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had that with her when it first came out. Then when we got back together, still I jammed, so I didn't have to get rid of that.
Yeah,
I ain't never had no other song, no other woman. I had bad memories, man.
Oh, yeah.
All my songs is connected to misery.
Man,
like if I hear Anita Baker's album, Rapture.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I was going through it back then. Man.
I
was in the world of hurt. I ain't had nowhere to live.
Wow.
All them songs, that Kirk Whalen album, all that reminds me of homelessness.
Really?
Oh, man, because that was the big album back then, Rapture and all that.
Mm-hmm. I tell you something, man, don't nothing bring me to tears. Me and my ex was Humpty Dance by Digital Underground.
Man,
he is so stupid.
Boy, let me tell you something. I break down in tears.
Humpty Dance.
Yeah. All right, stop what you're doing, because I was about to ruin it.
The image and the style that you used to.
Go ahead and rock.
That's the one that gets you, man.
Really?
That's get me in tears, man.
The one that brings me to tears. Who's making love to your old lady while I'm out making love? Whenever I hear that, hot dog ass.
I don't know who's worse, you or Tommy. What you got, Junior? Which one?
Oh, man, I still love the song. She gone. But I still love Tupac. I get around. We both love it.
She got around.
Get that up.
teeth, boy. Too much that age difference.
Yeah.
I still love that. I get around. I get around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. You know that's the cool thing about it, though. I be learning so much with y'all because y'all be that dramatic thing. I didn't got into.
You had
that
never heard any of those songs, huh?
Oh yeah,
I had never heard it. Now I'm all into dramatics.
The other day on the set, my little musical prodigy that works for me is Terrell. He's my little young musical prodigy. Mm-hmm. He's like the closest thing to me when it comes to knowledge of music. Mm-hmm. So he's playing this David Hollister cut, and he slowed it way down like it's a ballad. But I told him, I said, hey, man, that's Michael McDonald's song right here. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. Mm-hmm. Tell me how come I keep forgetting. Every time I see your damn face. I heard you say we ain't in love.
Let's go to the letter.
Tell me why I keep forgetting.
Before he
Every
goes
time
in.
I see you.
To the letter.
It's that time. It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. I think it's a good one. Strawberry letter. 23.
Well, it's definitely a sad one. Subject, hurt and angry mother. Hello, Shirley and Steve. I don't think you have had this problem before, but here it is. I was married to an abusive husband who I found out was also molesting my daughter. I put 38 stitches upside his head and had him arrested. He did not serve any time in jail, but received probation and must go to counseling. I moved to another state and tried to start my life over with my children. The problem is when my daughter turned 21, she moved back to the state I left and started living with my ex-husband and had a daughter with him. After 2 years, she moved back in with me, saying she was sick in the head and needed help. I wanted to help her, but I am angry at her and my granddaughter all the time. I want her out of my house, but feel guilty that maybe it is my fault for not protecting her when she was little. She is lazy, won't clean up, and won't work. Help Shirley. What should I do?
Help Shirley. Okay.
Woo. Okay, first, you are so right here. We have never had a letter like this, ever. You know, this is sick. I mean, this is horrible. This is unbelievable. You know, and I'm going to tell you this. Not so much that your abusive husband molested your daughter, because as awful as that is, and that is horrible too, we have heard of that happening before. But the fact that when your daughter turned 21, she went back to him and had a baby with him, that is simply unthinkable to me. It's just unthinkable. So I can totally understand your hurt. I can understand your guilt. I can understand your anger. But please stop. Please stop if you can. Just stop blaming yourself and your daughter and your grandbaby, because you did what you did everything you could do at the time. To me, you put 38 stitches upside his head. You had him arrested. I mean, the authorities didn't do what they were supposed to do. But as a mom, you know, you did what you could. Maybe you didn't know, and that's why you didn't protect her. Clearly, this man, though, is the villain in this story. He's your ex-husband. Your daughter is the victim here. She went back to him because he was familiar to her. You know, in my estimation, he's a monster. And my suggestion to you and your daughter, you know, if you could suggest anything, is to get some counseling. You know, you got to talk about this to someone who is really equipped to handle this type of thing. Steve, I know we don't have a lot of time.
I don't have an answer here. Clearly, I do not. The answer I give simply is prayer, because I don't really know. You know, I got no jokes for you, that's for sure. But here's the deal. The innocent person in all of this is the granddaughter. Okay, she don't know nothing about the history. Mm-mm. She don't know why she here. She just here. She's just the granddaughter. The anger at her, I don't understand. I think maybe because it's the seed of your ex-husband. Their lives are reserved. I'm not qualified at all here to handle this one right here. We need an expert on this one right here. Shirley's absolutely correct about counseling. But man, oh man, oh man. There's one thing in this letter that's the absolute truth. This is the absolute truth. Your daughter is screaming for help because she said she's sick in the head and needs help. And she knows that. Okay? Wow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, Junior has another poem, and Tommy will tell us about famous people as verbs. Really? Okay. But first, come on, Steve, part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
Hello, Cheryl and Steve. I don't think you've had this problem before, but here it is. I was married to an abusive husband who I found out also was molesting my daughter. I put 38 stitches upside his head and had him arrested. He did not serve any time in jail but received probation and must go to counseling. I moved to another state and tried to start my life over with my children. The problem is when my daughter turned 21, she moved back to the state I left and started living with my ex-husband and had a daughter with him. After 2 years, she moved back in with me saying she was sick in the head and needed help. I wanted to help her, but I'm angry at her and my granddaughter all the time. I want her out of my house, but I feel guilty that maybe it was my fault for not protecting her when she was little. She is lazy, won't clean up, and won't help. Help, Shirley, what should I do? We got some real talk for you here, but the part about she's lazy, won't clean up, and won't work, that could be true, but you're focusing on that because you're really mad at her about a bunch of other stuff. And so that's the part you want to write about. She's lazy, nah, nah, nah. Well, that makes everything, that just accentuates the negative when you're really angry about something else. There is a lot of sick going on in this letter. Just a whole lot of sick. First of all, the abusive husband. Then the child molesting husband. Then the girl becoming of age and going back to the state that you escaped from and moving in with the ex-husband and then having a baby with this man and then coming back to you needing help saying she's sick in the head and now you're mad at her and the granddaughter all the time. It's just a lot of sick in this letter. A lot of healing is needed here. Somebody needs an ass whooping in this letter. I have a real good idea of who he is. And I would start there, even though I don't recommend that to people in real life. That's where I would start. But Shirley, we have a number for this woman. Why don't you give it to her?
Yeah, it's an organization called RAIN. It stands for Rape Abuse Incest National Network. The number is 800-656-HOPE. 800-656-HOPE, or you can go to RAIN, RAINN.org. It's an anti-sexual
RAIN, RAIN.org, for anybody out there that's going through this. Or a number is 1-800-656-HOPE, 800-656-HOPE. That's the deal, man. I have nothing else to tell you except you really need that type of help and prayer.
All right, Steve, we got to go. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's strawberry letter at My Girl Shirley. And it's getting closer, people. It's getting closer this Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern, Facebook Live, the Strawberry Live after show on Facebook. Okay, 1 p.m. Eastern. Please join me.
Cuss in the first 5 minutes.
Find me on My Girl Shirley or Shirley Strawberry. We'll talk about the letter. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind. Just join me. It's going to be a lot of fun. I definitely want you guys to be a part of it. Please.
Think we ain't?
Join me. Yeah, you guys got to join me. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No, Shirley, Live. This is what I can't wait for on Facebook Live with Strawberry okay. Letter. When folks say, I'm going through the exact same thing.
I know. You always love.
Always I'm like, what?
Yeah, right. Your mom is sleeping with your husband and your sister. So that you're going through that? Really? Really?
Same thing.
That's the magic of radio. Whatever you put out there, somebody's going through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since it, Jay.
You can bet.
Yeah. Amazing. But this Thursday, we'll talk about all of that. 1 p.m. I want you guys to definitely listen in. Mm-hmm. We'll do it once a week. And see how it grows, see how it goes. What are you singing about over there?
He gonna be singing. Yeah. He gonna be singing. The Doobies.
Yes.
Steve.
Now and the love is true.
He's still in love.
You say it's real. We both know it's true. Tell me how come
forgetting.
Tell me why.
Oh. What about he was finished?
I know, you always think he's finished.
Oh. Then he... I keep forgetting. getting. We're not in love anymore.
Yeah, right. It's time to move on.
No, we could, why? How?
Because I keep forgetting.
Move, how I keep forgetting? Every time I see your smile. How I keep forgetting that, though? Hey, we're not in love no more. I keep forgetting.
She's gone.
Because I keep forgetting it. Because every time I see you, here I go again. Oh, that was a bad
one. Men forget, but women will let your ass remember real quick. Oh, we not together no more.
Yeah. In case you forgot.
Yeah.
We're done.
You can stop leaning in for these kisses.
Hey,
stop leaning in.
What you doing? Yeah. Hey, you're too close. I thought we could be friends, but
I'm too close. We got
went over somebody's house and somebody else was there.
Oh,
that is a hurt
my
feeling,
God.
Right there,
yes.
You ever been sitting up in there and somebody came in with a key?
Yeah.
Oh.
Boy, let me tell you something. I'm sitting up in there, man. My little young ass rode a bike over this girl's house. She was older than me. She liked me. Worked at Pick and Pay. This dude just put the key in the door. He came in, he was about 25 years old. You know, I'm 17, 16.
Yeah, that's old right there.
He say, what's up, little man? You know, I'm skinny. I got a bike. He look grown to me. Muscles. You know, they go in the back, man, all of a sudden they in there just arguing. So then he said, I tell you what, I'm going to go out here. I bet he won't come over here no more.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Ain't no problem.
That's all you had
we was
hear.
On the sixth floor of the apartment. I left that apartment and did not touch a step. I jumped from landing to landing.
We gotta go. Coming up next, Junior's poetry. Oh, Lord, not again, Junior.
Hey.
Really?
I'm deep with this.
Yes, you are.
Okay. And, you know, you're not going to stop my growth, Shirley.
Are you trying to impress someone? That's all I want to know.
No, no, because I think, creativity should always be ongoing.
Okay.
Jesus. And if I want to reinvent myself.
What was that, Steve? What you saying, man?
Jesus.
Yeah. And who you think gave it to me?
Don't put that on the Lord.
What you ain't finna do is put this poem on the Lord.
This is for a lot of people that go unappreciated.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Up first, your nephew with this segment, Famous People as Verbs. So you got to explain what that is,
nephew. I don't know how the hell I'm saying.
We don't know.
All I'm saying is a lot of people that's verbs now. Like, okay, and they most of them are famous. Like, if I salons you, what you think that means?
Oh, a beat down is coming in an elevator.
I done beat your ass on the elevator. That's what if I salons you.
Okay.
Specific. Okay. If I Jay Z, that means you got your ass beat on the elevator. See, it's a different thing.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. Some people are verbs. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Famous people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I just want to be clear that this is Tommy talking.
Yeah. Not you.
Oh, it's definitely me because you a verb too.
Your uncle's in it?
What?
Yeah. If Steve Harvey, to Steve Harvey somebody, that means you done hung out with somebody white that black people didn't like. That's what that is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know the hell you did, Steve Harvey, man. What the hell is you doing over there with Ryan? You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying with Ryan.
I see where you're going with
this. Steve Harvey, man.
You see how that goes? They are verb now.
Yeah,
famous people.
What else you got? What else?
I know you didn't Michael Vick me.
What is a Michael Vick?
Babysit my dog. You know what I'm saying? What?
You done made famous people verbs.
They are verbs. They are verbs. I'd be damned if he didn't OJ up in here.
What's OJ?
To get out scot-free when your ass is guilty. As hell. No, damn well he didn't OJ up in here. Okay. All right, now look here. Here go one you need to remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To Kevin Hart somebody.
Oh, Kevin God. Hart. Okay, Kevin, what does that mean?
Know what that mean?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't me. Nah.
Kevin's going to kill you.
I know Kevin's going to get me, but it wasn't me, though.
When you're Kevin Hart somebody, that means it wasn't none of me.
Uh-huh.
Right. Now, here go a triple one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This Wesley Snipes, Ron Isley, and DMX. Mm. You know what that means, though?
I think.
That's when you ain't paid your taxes.
Something to do with taxes.
Who the hell? You ain't Wesley Snipes. Your taxes. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. Oh, now, to Jada Pinkett, somebody, you just cray-cray as hell. That's all it is.
Jada Pinkett.
If I say Carla, you're acting, you're doing a Jada Pinkett on me now. Come on. Come on.
That means you're crazy.
That means you just straight up crazy.
That means you're crazy.
You act like you don't understand that.
All right.
Jesus. I think everyone is very uncomfortable with you.
Yeah. Well, let me go and take a stab at it. I'm a Colin Kaepernick this situation.
Take a knee.
Take a knee.
Yeah, that's good. So look at me. Next time y'all want a day off, just pull a Tommy. Just pull a Tommy.
He came back and hit me with
it. It could be anything.
Yeah.
It could be anything. You could claim that your damn ragged ass Rolls Royce is on the side of the road.
How about you can pull
another Tommy. You can call in sick, but then send the video of your damn family playing in the backyard.
That was stupid.
Real stupid.
I can't make it. Here go a video.
All right. I think we get it. Famous people is verbs now. All right. Thank you, nephew.
J. Anthony Brown, leave one show and go to a better show.
Welcome to the All Stars, baby.
Your team. I'm leaving Burger King. I'm about to Jenny Brown over the McDonald's.
All right. Well, you know it continues on the show. It never stops. So now it's time. Lower the lights, please, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Junior's Poetry Hour.
Let me just say this right quick, though.
What?
This poem right here.
Uh-huh.
This balled up paper.
Yeah, forget that. The point of the poem is it's getting close to going back to school.
Right.
Yeah.
And, everybody that's uncles don't get appreciated because we help out.
Okay. Oh, because you're not uncle.
Yeah, I got a 17-year-old nephew that's about to be in the same grade with the 14-year-old. And he didn't call me.
Junior, don't say that on the air.
It's true, though.
Hold on. First of all, Shirley.
Oh, God.
Hold on. What you want me to act like it ain't happening?
God.
Okay, they my people. They know.
You want to act like he's a scholar? Because he's not, right?
Should I be ashamed of the fact that what he won't do? Now, the 14-year-old then damn near caught the 17-year-old. Oh, wow. Now, I didn't think it was going to happen, but Lord have mercy. They one grade apart. Let's put it like that. Now, I mean, when he go in the classroom, they think the teacher didn't walk in. That's all I'm saying.
So you wrote a poem?
Well, I'm just saying, he asked me for some stuff, and I just wanted to let him know this. Now, the name of the poem is I'm Just an Uncle. Here I go. Hey. I'm just an uncle. Stop asking me for cash, okay? Because when I help you out, you don't do nothing but walk in the other room and just talk trash. Go beg your mom and your daddy, because they the ones that had you. Because I'm just an uncle. I can do all I can do. Now that I know you're going back to school and you like new stuff, but I'm living out here in L.A., rent is high as hell, man. It's even rough. Now, I'm not trying to be mean, because I really do love you with all my heart. Uh-huh. But I'm going to get a jump on this. I'm going to say no before you even start. I'm just an uncle.
I love it.
Thank you. That's all I can do.
He's just an uncle, man.
That was called the style of conversation. That's called.
You're looking for rhymes. See, that's what you're doing. You're sitting there looking for rhymes. There's no rhymes in there.
It ain't got to be.
Wait. It was called what, Junior?
That was straight Jada Pinkett right there.
You know, you have different styles.
Uh-huh.
This was called the style of conversation.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What? Yeah. I was talking to him.
I don't get it. It's just
it's the style
most
of
confusing.
Was that a good poem?
No, it was Donald Trump. Hey, it was straight stupid.
Hey, do you have any kids asking you for stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, then you understand the poem.
You can change it to I'm just an aunt.
You're just a mother. Yeah. But this was the style of conversation.
It's called a style of conversation. I created it.
Do you we know that.
Yeah. Do you listen to Most Def or Langston Hughes?
This was just Most Def now. Why would I go listen to Most Def or Most Def?
I think
Def?
It was Most Deafening.
The next one about you, Jen.
In the style of conversation. A style you made up. All right, we got to go. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The engagement's off. Guys, it's off between Evelyn Lozada and her Major League Baseball superstar player, Carl Crawford. But if you think
what
Evelyn is
then?
Not giving back that 14 and a half carat diamond engagement ring she got from him, Crawford once signed a $142 million contract and proposed to the Basketball Wife star with the $1.4 million ring. This was back in 2013. Evelyn obviously said yes. The two were set to get married 3 weeks ago. They were set to get married 3 weeks ago, but Evelyn pulled the plug after getting suspicious. She was suspicious about Carl's fidelity. Was he cheating? She was suspicious.
For 1.4, you ought to be able to cheat now.
Yeah.
If you got a ring.
Are you crazy?
That's what you got out of this story.
You got a ring for 1.4. Now, I'd be able to do what the hell I want to do.
You can't be
now,
following and see what people doing. You got a $1.4 million ring. That don't make no damn sense.
But the rule is if you call the wedding off, then you have to give the ring back. And she did that. Legally, she's obligated to give the ring back.
Did she give it back?
Since the engagement ring is considered a conditional gift in California, the condition being she has to get married. All right, so what do you think is an appropriate amount to spend on an engagement ring?
That's way too damn much.
1.4, right? Tommy says 1.4, you ought to be able to cheat whenever you feel like it.
1.4 is way too damn much.
Don't nobody understand this ring but Cole. That's the only one understand this ring.
No.
14 and a half carats.
But he signed a contract for $142 million now.
Yeah. So what is $1.4 million to
him? Let her have that ring.
I don't think he's playing anymore. Yeah, I don't think he's
ex major league baseball. I
don't think he's playing anymore. But he still has the money, right?
I mean,
once signed the contract, yeah. So he don't have that much anymore. Let her have a ring.
Well, I mean, you know, you're smart. A lot of baseball players are smart.
Yeah,
they get really good guidance. You know. I don't know, man. I think he has money left. I'm pretty sure he does.
So let her have a ring?
I mean, it's up to her. She called it off, but I mean, I like Evelyn Lozado. I like her a lot.
You know
I
her,
do
right?
Though. I like her too.
I don't know her,
I don't like her 1.4 million.
You know, she's a cool
million.
Person. She really pulled herself together. You know, went and got some therapy and found out what was really bothering her, and she really became a really, really smooth person. I don't know what a man is doing.
Is he allowed
you
to break
you
up
got a
in
bad
her house
chick,
and take
you know? You got a bad chick.
And she has a little boy by him, too. They have a child together as well.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll, you know, the breakup.
Yeah, you're going to get my ring.
Yeah, you're going to get that ring back.
Wait, what? Huh?
I think I said it real low. I need that ring back.
Well, you're not getting it. I'll say that higher.
Yeah.
You're not getting
that
it
damn
back.
Ring back.
No.
You call out the wedding, yeah, you should get the ring back.
Pain and suffering.
But you know, if he that if she
pain
doesn't
and
let her
suffering.
Keep,
yeah, he was.
But
yeah.
If he was,
suspected
if,
he was cheating.
If he's cheating, he's not gonna get that
no,
ring.
No, he's not
back.
Gonna get it.
Nope.
No. That's cashed in.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if they didn't
it's
sign
a necklace
a,
now.
And if they
it
didn't
is,
sign a
it is now a pendant.
Yeah. Well if they didn't sign a prenup in California, if they've been living together for a while.
They're like married, huh?
Yeah, man.
No, don't say that. You're going to open a whole other can of worms.
Well, that's California. That's the rule.
I mean, that's California.
That's how it goes.
Really?
California. Hey,
let me ask you this. When you got a ring like that that costs that much money, where can you take that ring to cash in?
No, you don't.
I told you it's a pendant now around my neck. I'm wearing it as a necklace.
You don't in a pawn shop.
No, you
well,
can't.
Well, I'm just asking, what do you...
I mean,
do,
look,
how do
you can get it back down in the Diamond District.
You or know, you can make it a
pendant. They got two Diamond Districts. They got the one in L.A. and the one in New York. You can take it off and go down there and get it appraised, get your get the certification certificates and everything.
That could happen.
And then there's some stores who can make you offers on it.
Oh, you can wake up one morning and missing
not,
a finger.
It's not going to be what you paid because they're going to make some money, but you can get a chunk of change.
Yeah.
You won't lose a lot. Diamonds don't lose a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, their
money.
Value.
Unless you pay some astronomical retail price. But if this guy is claiming to have paid $1.4 million for this ring.
And it's 14 and a half carats.
Then he paid retail.
Mm-hmm. He'll be all right.
He paid retail. He didn't go and get it the right way.
Like wholesale? Like
yeah,
oh,
when
really?
You when you buy when you go 14 carats, you can go behind the door.
When you have money like that.
You can go behind the door. Kobe's was straight out the stove.
Well, he,
at 4
he had
million,
to hurry up.
You're supposed to been behind the door.
He didn't go to that guy with the one name on the sign up outside.
Jacob the Jeweler?
I can't say his name.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you could save yourself some money, but if you buy retail, it's a diamond. The diamond's a very controlled business, man. They have this thing controlled. You're not gonna go nowhere and just steal nothing. Mm-hmm. Can't have they control it.
Man, well, I need to go with you then.
I went with him and came up 15, 20 grand short. Good God.
Say that again, nephew. What'd you say?
I hung out with him in New York at the Diamond District.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, you went ring shopping.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What happened?
Cheapo.
But wait a minute, Steve. Did you hear him say, what did you say? Lost?
I didn't lose. I didn't lose anything. I'm just saying I spent, how much I spent on?
No.
But you sound disappointed.
No, how much did you spend?
$15,000, $20,000.
And he ain't won't spend that. Now, well, why is we in here?
You frustrated for him?
No, but I'm in here and my dude.
But he got a ring that's worth $35,000. He got it for
me. I got him laid out.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you
now we in here.
Your wife has a beautiful ring.
Now he in here. Now he don't want to pay that. Now the dude looking at me.
Like, why you bring this?
Why you bring his broke ass in here?
No, and I'm sitting
balling on the bed. Yeah.
He's a rhinestone.
I was cussing the whole
half
time.
Half off? What are you?
All right, we got to go. We'll be back with Tommy with his cheap butt. We'll be back.
You can't get no more off. Ain't no more damn off.
We're leaving.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
DMX back in the news. He really made a judge angry recently after showing up more than 30 minutes late.
Tommy, do it again.
just getting ready.
Yeah, that was funny.
I just said a couple of words and he was ready, right? After showing up more than 30 minutes late to his bail bond hearing, but he still dodged the jail bullet. He still didn't have to go to jail. X and his attorney, Murray Richmond, showed up to court on Friday morning in New York City, and the judge gave him an earful. Notably, X failed four drug tests for pot and cocaine.
That's the lawyer. How do you fail four?
He's out on bail.
I was smoking all of it. I was smoking all of it.
He's out on bail in his tax evasion case. And one of the conditions is no drugs. X violated another condition, not leaving the state without court permission. He recently flew to St. Louis to handle some family matters. The judge could easily have thrown him in jail, but showed him mercy. That's good news, by putting him under house arrest to make sure he doesn't stray. X has to wear an ankle bracelet now. The judge was pretty clear, telling him he couldn't even go out to mow his own lawn. TMX.
I can't smoke no grass and I can't cut the grass.
TMZ broke
what they really
the story.
Want from my brother.
So DMX faces 14 counts of evading more than $1 million in federal taxes. Wow. Wow.
Who knew DMX had that much money, man?
Yeah.
That he was hiding.
Yeah.
What you mean?
Wow. $14 million. He was hiding that much money.
Rough Rider!
Yeah, no, 14 counts, $1 million.
Oh, $1 million. Yeah.
14 counts of evading more than $1 million in federal taxes.
But see, you gotta, stop with
that. Rough Rider!
At this point, man, what happens is...
Stupid.
You have to talk to the government.
Yeah.
See, they're going to send you notices. What the evasion is about, man, is when you quit talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, and it's a dude sitting over there, man, that's making $65,000 a year, who gonna bring a bonus in for collecting? And he get you.
That's how they get the bonus.
Dog. So, man.
Come on, Steve, mentor me. Take care. I need some weed in my system. Come on, Steve, let's talk.
You gotta talk to the government, man.
I gotta talk to the government.
Yes, X, you do.
What they really want from my brother?
Stop saying that.
You got to talk to him, cause you don't.
Come on, Steve, go down there with me.
He talked to a Jan Levenza.
I damn sure can't go.
You
down
got to go in there and hug your brother. You got to hug the IRS man so you won't go to jail. Hug him.
Now you in it. Now you in it.
I already told you, didn't I?
What? You need to hug him.
Well, that was, yeah.
Hug
that
him
was,
tight. Yeah.
That was
that
tough.
Didn't go yeah. well at all, right?
No.
I'm in my house. I ain't got no weed.
I really wanted to whip his ass that day.
They gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here. Up in here.
I was
sounds
about
like
to
you already have.
Up in
I'm
here.
I'm about to go all off. Come on, Steve. Help me get some weed.
No. No.
I need some weed in my system. No.
That's the problem. You keep failing drug tests.
It ain't the weed.
Well, what is it, X?
Oh.
Steve. Come on and help her, brother. No. Come on, talk to me, Steve. Steve, talk to me. They say you know how to get out of trouble, Steve.
Are you ignoring him?
Yeah.
Help me, Steve. I need a mentor. Mentor me, Steve.
We'll be back. God. We'll be back. Jesus.
You got out of the pageant. Help me out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Trump has been invited to attend this month's boxing clash between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
Well, I'll be dog.
Yeah, this is according
to... He got time for that.
Yeah, this is according to Floyd's business advisor, Leonard Ellerbe. I haven't personally invited the president, but I am told an invitation is out there, Ellerbe said. Whether he comes or not, we are going to have a great event. Trump is friends with Ultimate Fighting Champion President Dana White, who is co-promoting the fight. Mayweather is the undefeated five-weight division world champion, and 29-year-old McGregor is the reigning UFC lightweight champion. Other famous faces besides the president expected to attend the event are Matt Damon, Angelina Jolie, LeBron James will be in the building, Kobe, and the one and only, we know him as Steve Harvey.
Let me say this.
How did you know that?
You told,
you
us,
told us
last week.
Yeah,
you
told
going.
Us that you were going with a friend.
But since you going and Donald
well,
going too.
Well, I'm going to be there with Mo than a friend.
I don't want to see no pictures of your ass and Trump. That's what I want.
Tommy. If I'm over there buying them, and they're taking the picture.
But are you?
If you see him coming, don't just move, okay?
No, if I see him coming, go right on over. What's up, man? My man.
We've been through this before. Yeah.
No, I'm going to hug him.
Can't go through
way.
This again.
Steve,
again.
No, because no. No.
I'm telling you right now, start tweeting. I'm going to hug him when I see him.
Start tweeting. Yeah.
Start tweeting and get it all out. I'm going to accidentally run up into him, and I'm going to hug him. But I'm going to pull him real hard to me, though. Like, he be shaking people, I'm going to jerk him to me.
Come here, boy. Come
hi,
here.
President.
Come here. Oh, no, I don't think that'll be a good look, Steve. Mm-mm. Don't do it.
I'm going to be over there with a whole lot of other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to
be
sitting close, though.
Yeah, that fight's going to be star stuff.
That's going to
be
star stuff
right there. Yeah, boy.
Yeah. I don't see Trump going to. I just don't
you
see it.
You can't tell us who you're going to be sitting next to?
No, I'm going with the owner of the UFC.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I'm charging $13 at my house. Wow. Come watch the
you're charging $13 at your house.
Wait. Come on. What are you doing again, Steve? Lay it out
I'm
for
me. I'm going
it.
To the fight with the owner of the UFC. Tommy charging $13 a piece.
Well, now that I know you're going, I'm going to change it and charge $25 to come to your house. I'll be balling up in
yeah.
there. You man, and Aunt Marjorie
gone?
So,
it's so what? Crazy, man, that he is this way.
No,
why
you
do you have
related.
A chateau, but you charging people to come to it? Quit doing all this half-rich mess, man.
That's how you get whole rich, by doing half-rich stuff. You, you got to start with a half.
That ain't how it go, Jay.
So you're going to put the price up now?
Let me say this. Jay and Junior, would y'all like to come to the party that I throw it at
hell
the
hell no,
house.
Not for no fee.
I got tickets. To pay to get in.
Put it's at Uncle Steve's house. You're going to be bothered.
Dog, ain't nobody, you ain't having no party at my house.
Put me down for two.
the party going to be at the chateau. And caviar is extra.
He changed it, Steve, since you're not going to be there.
He's changed the venue yeah. location.
No, you can't because my house is under major construction.
Not the part we're going to be
house.
In.
Not
all right, we'll be back with just one more thing to close out the show, okay?
Not the part we're going to be in. That black folk.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Financial planner and author Tom Corley spent 5 years studying the differences between rich people and poor people. This is a lot of the stuff.
I spent more than that. His little book gonna be missing information. Tom Corley, I can tell you right now, this book has valuable information that ain't in it. He spent 5 years studying it. Boy, I was 38 years of stock raving problems.
Who is Tom Corley?
He's an author. He spent 5 years studying the differences between rich people and poor people. Here's a rundown of some of the things rich people do that poor people don't. Let's see if these are some of the things that you've told us about, Steve. One, exercise. Yes. He says rich people exercise, poor people don't.
Can't afford to go right ahead.
Number two.
Poor people are exhausted.
Yes.
Poor people exercise. They run to the bus stop.
Can't afford gym membership. What else you got?
Number two, build relationships.
How many friends you got when your ass is broke?
You ain't got too many.
But as you start to get rich, they start coming out the woodwork.
But in order to do that, you have to build relationships because you understand that it's relationships that get you there. Some people never understand the relationship part of it. You know who?
I'm talking to somebody specifically in the room.
What else?
All right, if this is one that you tell us a lot about with the dream board and all that, Steve, visualize your goals.
Yeah, I like that.
You have to have a
goal. Yeah. Steve has said that.
Yeah.
If you don't do that. And it's also a scripture. It's Habakkuk 2 and 2. Mm-hmm. Write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it tarry, wait for it, for surely it will come at an appointed time.
It's almost if you can't see it, you can't achieve it in your mind.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe that.
Number four, read a lot.
Yeah. Now that's not necessary.
Because you didn't do it. Reading is not necessary. This fool that wrote 3 books.
Exactly.
He wrote more than that.
And he does TV and he doesn't watch TV.
He wrote more books than that. You wrote four books, right?
Four books? Oh, my God.
All right. Here's number five. Repeat positive affirmations to themselves. You do that.
Yeah. All the time you
do
that.
All the time.
Uh-huh. You do that. Mm-hmm. Number six, volunteer.
He does that.
You give of your time. Yeah. You do that all the time.
But I think that they should rephrase that to more of a philanthropic.
Yeah.
Give it back.
Yeah. Number seven, maintain a close relationship with a mentor. You have several. And these are things that, you know, some of these, not the read part, of course, but you've been saying for a long time, for us to do this for a long time.
I repeat it over and over and over. That's what I've learned. Mm-hmm. I've learned, and it's necessary. And now that I've been seeking counsel from some very, very wealthy people to learn more about it, I've even learned some things that I have to change. I have to up the level that I think. I have to up my thinking. Mm-hmm. I have to scale everything up. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I got to scale everything up to get to the next level, which I'm presently doing right now. I also learned that you have to make some tough decisions with your business.
Yeah. I bet.
And you have to prune the tree often. Mm. And man, it's painful. It's painful to have to do that. And you have to reel people in. You have to reassess your company all the time. I've got some really, really smart people around me. But I also have some people around me because, in just human nature, friends come around you for various reasons. And all of us have this at one time. Some people are our friends because they have an ulterior motive for being our friend.
Mm, right.
They need something or want something or see a way to get something from us at whatever level you are.
That's true, Steve.
And you have to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. Every friendship that comes towards your life is not from the genuine, pure friendship.
Church.
Let me bring something to your life.
Lord, right. Here it comes.
If the moment
what, Jay?
You no, see them coming. Wanting something, no, You have to start watching.
This ain't going that right for true, me. True, I just got here. I feel it.
He's not talking about you, Jay.
Yeah, I feel it.
I can
it.
See it.
I can feel it. Yeah. I can feel it. Yeah. Jay? You said friends wanting something, pruning the tree. I just got here. That's my ass. See y'all. I don't see why y'all don't see this.
No, we don't see it.
Said,
we don't
did he
see
say?
It, Jay.
Friends.
Yeah, he said, you guys have been friends for a long time. Yeah.
Prune the tree.
Uh-huh. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Shirley, can you think of a person currently that's in your life that you think is in your life for some type of gain?
Yeah.
Junior.
I know about five, and it's too late. When they get in there, it's too late when you see it.
No, it's not too late.
No, it's never.
Yeah.
It's too late. You can cut the bleeding off. You can stop the bleeding before you get bled to death. Mm-hmm. You got something in your life, Jay?
I wish you had let me know this like a couple weeks ago. Then I could just get my affairs in order. Because I see how this is going.
He's talking
I know what he's doing. No, I know what he's doing.
Ain't nobody find your ass.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it coming, man.
Thomas.
He's the weekend. I feel it coming.
Thomas.
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely do.
Monica.
She's shaking her head, yes.
Carla.
Oh, yeah.
See, so now what you have to do now.
So how do you do that?
Okay. And here's the tough decision that you have to make. Because if you don't, it is going to worsen. And they are going to develop a sense of entitlement. And then once they attach a lifestyle to this entitlement for this little favor you doing with something, then the heart in you is very hard for you to try to take a person's lifestyle from them.
Oh, yeah.
Been good. I had a good time.
Well, doggone to Jay Wood. Thanks for coming for a short time.
We gotta go. It's time.
Have a great weekend, everybody. You have a great Tuesday. You can have a wonderful week, Jay.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.